Time now for KRWG's StoryCorps. I'm Edmundo Resendez. When StoryCorps visited Mesilla and El Paso in February, StoryCorps recorded conversations between loved ones from our communities. Each Wednesday morning at 8:49 and at 5:48 in the afternoon, we will bring you these stories. Today, we meet Paul Gil Gallegos as he talks about his family tradition in Mesilla, church bell ringing.
My great-grandfather, Don Manuel Valles, he was called the bell ringer of Mesilla. And, of course, he lived over there where Silver Asset is at. That's where his carpenter shop. He was a carpenter. And, of course, he was involved with helping build the basilica. And he also made many parts of the altar, many of the things that cabinets were made and different tables that were required. So he was very much involved with making a lot of the wooden parts that are in the basilica. He would ask what needed else to be done, you know, because he was always willing to help the church. He was involved with making the caskets for all the people that died here in Mesilla. He would also make all the crosses for all the people. And if you happen to ever go to the cemetery, you'll still see a lot of the cemented crosses that he made for the people that died here in Mesilla. So, and then in addition to that, he rang the bells for about 61 years. He started at the age of about 24 years old and rang the bells for 61 years. And he died in 1992 at the age of 91 years old.
Oh, my goodness. So when he was making the wooden items for the basilica, around what years were those?
He was born in 1862. And so probably in 1882, which is about 20-some years old, that's when he started ringing the bells. And then eventually he established a carpenter shop. And so that's how he started doing a lot of the woodwork.
How did he become the bell ringer?
The bell ringer?
Yeah.
Well, there was a black man that was came into this area, and he used to attend mass and at the church, not this basilica, but there was a church that was built in 1855, and so that's when the bells were placed on that church, and then that black person, he started ringing the bells for the longest time. Eventually, he left, and then by that time, my great-grandfather was, like I say, 18, 19, 20 years old, and he started ringing the bells and continued ringing the bells until he died. And then my family, we still ring the bells. My cousin Eric Gallegos and I, and then of course we're not there all the time, but we're still part of the entourage that continues ringing the bell from on my great grandfather's side. My dad used to ring the bells. My uncle. That's part of the big story about my great-grandfather, Don Manuel, who helped the church a lot. And like I say, you know, he used to make all the caskets and tombstones for the people. My godfather, Don Domingo Cadena, he used to be the guy that would make the holes for the burial holes.
He would dig the graves.
Dig the graves out, okay. And so he, what would happen is the people would come and tell the priest that somebody died, you know. And the priest would tell them, okay, go tell Don Manuel to ring the bells. And when my great-grandfather was ringing the bells, my godfather, who is Michael Cadenas' grandfather, he lives about six blocks from here. north of Mesilla. And when the bells would ring, he would hear the bells, and then he would come to the carpenter shop, and my great-grandfather had what is called a vara, like a measuring tape. But it was kind of like a thing that you open up like so. Mm-hmm. And it was called a vara. And that vara was used for measuring the people. They would go to where the person died, and then he would, you know, take the height of the person, and then he would put a little mark on that vara. And then when my godfather would come to the carpenter shop, then he would take that vara, and then he would take it to the cemetery, and then that's how he would make the size of the hole, so that the hole would be, you know, for the size of the box that my great-grandfather was going to make for that individual.
Why were the bells so important to him and to your family? Why are they so important?
To him, because he had taken over that responsibility to ring the bells every day of his life. Every day of his life. And of course, he never missed, you know. He was either at the carpenter shop making caskets or making crosses or, you know, doing, I remember, you know, in the carpenter shop he had a bunch of caskets of different sizes. And I'd go in, and because I lived across the street where they got all those metal animals and stuff like that right there in the corner. And so I'd go across, and then I'd go and get in one of the caskets, you know, because they were standing up like alongside the wall. And then I said, "Grandpa, I'm dying," you know, so he would say, "Okay," you know. And then, so sometimes he'd try to come and get me inside one. He said, "Well, if I ever get you in one, I'm going to nail it down and so you could get a feeling of how it feels when you die." So then I would say, "Grandpa, I'm over here, I'm dying." And then he, once in a while, he'd come over and you know, I could hear him when he was coming, you know, because I could hear the sawdust moving, you know. And sometimes, you know, I'd wait till the last minute, but since he couldn't move too fast, you know, I would jump out of there because I knew that he'd probably nail me down, you know, and show me what he meant, you know. But it was a lot of fun. I used to do a lot of, he'd give me a piece of board and some nails and a hammer. And then he'd say, "You're going to be a carpenter, and I got to show you how it's done. So I want you to get over there and nail those nails into the wood and make sure that they don't bend." Well, later I realized that probably, because I would hit a nail, and he would tell me, "You got to hit it straight on the head. It's going to make it bend." And sometimes I thought, well, he probably gave me some of those nails that had already been used and they were bent, you know, because once I'd hit it right away, it would bend, you know, because a lot of times I think he would give me, straighten out those nails and put them on there, you know, and that to keep me busy and stop asking old questions and being a nuisance, probably.
Paul Gil Gallegos. From a conversation recorded in Mesilla. You can hear the story and other local StoryCorps interviews online at krwg.org in the radio tab under StoryCorps. For KRWG, I'm Edmundo Resendez.